Yesterday, the coronavirus was given a new designation.
The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus a global pandemic. The agency says it's deeply concerned by the spread and severity of the illness and by the alarming levels of inaction.
And last night, the sporting world got turned upside down.
The world as we know it here in the NBA has officially changed right now.
Frankly, feels like it's deteriorating right before our eyes across the country.
After an NBA player tested positive for coronavirus, the league announced that the season was suspended until further notice.
This is crazy. This can't be true. I mean, it's not within the realm of possibilities. It's just, it seemed more like out of a movie than reality.
Today, how things unfolded at an incredible speed and what all of this means for the NBA and beyond. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Thursday, March 12th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
You gotta go faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
You can't play. I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
So, Kavitha, we're going to walk through one of, frankly, the wildest days in sports history. And this is a really fast-moving story, so let's say here at the outset that we're recording this late Wednesday night.
Right. So the day started with an announcement from the Golden State Warriors.
The city of San Francisco has followed the lead of neighboring Santa Clara County and banned all gatherings of 1,000 people or more for 2 weeks. That ban will include Warriors games, which means, yes, the other shoe we have all been waiting to drop has hit the floor. The Warriors plan to play tomorrow night's game against the Nets without fans.
That was followed by an announcement that the Ivy League was canceling all spring sports.
The league citing the decision by several schools to transition to online classes, meaning it's not feasible for practice and competition to continue.
And then a bombshell statement came from the NCAA.
The NCAA making it official this afternoon. There will be no fans allowed at the men's and women's basketball tournament. No fans allowed at the wrestling championships in Minnesota.
With only essential staff and limited family attendance. While I understand how disappointing this is for all fans of our sports, my decision is based on the current understanding of how the coronavirus is progressing in the United States. This decision is...
And it seems like that might be the end of it, at least for the day. That, you know, we were going to see major sporting events happening in empty arenas. Mm-hmm. But then this really bizarre scene started to unfold in Oklahoma City. The Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder were on the court getting ready to tip off.
The refs had the ball in their hands. All 10 players were on the court. The ball was about to go up.
When, according to reports, a medical official came onto the court.
The Thunder's head medical doctor, Donnie Strack, came sprinting out onto the court, called all three referees together and told them something. And they all had a conference right there on the court for a matter of minutes.
There was a get-together involving players and coaches, and everyone seemed to be wondering what exactly was going on. And then the players just started heading to the locker rooms.
And as the players left, they were waving at fans. So it was kind of apparent at that moment that the game might have been called.
And then there was this mysterious announcement over the PA system in the arena.
Advanced due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe. And you can visit OKCThunder.com for updates on upcoming games.
And not too long after, our colleague at The Athletic, Shams Charania, broke the story, tweeting that Utah Jazz All-Star Rudy Gobert had tested positive for coronavirus.
So for those who don't know, Rudy Gobert is one of the NBA's top players, a two-time Defensive Player of the Year, and just a 7'1" powerhouse.
Looking for Rudy. That's a tough pass. He made the catch. Sure. Rebounded. Big fella. And puts it home.
That's Rudy's fourth dunk of the night. He is now leading, coming into tonight, the NBA in dunks once again.
He's French and definitely still has the accent.
Definitely. I mean, I think the goal is really for us to just keep taking it one game at a time. Keep getting better. And
then there was this situation that, looking back now, was really creepy.
So on March 9th, after a team shoot-around, Gobert was fielding some questions from the media, and some of the conversation was about coronavirus.
I mean, for us, it's just being aware of it, being a little more careful, especially contact with people that are outside our circle.
And at the end of the interview, there was this strange moment where Gobert stood up, and before he walked away, he touched all of the microphones that were sitting on the table, almost like he was saying, you know, this whole coronavirus thing is kind of a joke. Like, I'm going to touch your microphones to show you there's nothing to worry about. Then before yesterday's game against the Thunder, Gobert was listed as questionable due to an illness. And that illness has turned out to be coronavirus. And Kavitha, as of now, it's unclear how Gobert might have contracted the virus.
Right. Our colleague Shams Charania has reported that Gobert has been around people who recently traveled to France, but there's no clear determination on how he contracted the virus.
And, you know, the speed of what happened next is really incredible. Minutes after Shams's tweet about Gobert testing positive, the NBA released a statement saying it was suspending all games until further notice following the conclusion of Wednesday's scheduled games. And word of this spread to other NBA games that were going on.
Knicks lead 109-96 with just under 5 minutes remaining in the fourth. And Clyde, we're just getting the word in our headphones from our producer, Spencer Julian, about some very sobering news. The NBA has decided to suspend game play following the conclusion of tonight's games. Now,
meanwhile, back in OKC, the Thunder players were allowed to leave the arena, but Jazz players, Rudy Gobert's teammates, were not.
And Tony Jones has tweeted out from The Athletic as well that players have been quarantined inside a locker room, and players and team personnel have not yet left Chesapeake Arena.
Right now, I'm told that the Jazz are sitting in their locker room, lined up in a circle. They all have masks over their face, and they're going to be tested by Oklahoma health officials for the virus. And the test basically involves opening their mouth.
And at the time of this recording, late Wednesday night, Jazz players have been tested for coronavirus, but the results are not yet available.
And all NBA teams that have played against the Jazz in the past 10 days have been asked to self-quarantine.
The best teams start with great talent, whether it's a sports team or the team you're building to grow your business. But finding the right people can be a challenge. When it comes to hiring for your business, our sponsor ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. From healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, listeners of The Lead, that's you, can go to ZipRecruiter.com/lead. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LEAD. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
So, Kavitha, you talked to our colleague Joe Varden, who covers the NBA, about this whole situation. What did he have to say?
Well, the first thing he said was how quickly the NBA changed the way it was thinking about the situation.
As late as Wednesday, 6 o'clock on the East Coast, I had a discussion with an NBA league official who was saying that canceling the games outright would be dramatic at this point, overly dramatic. But the caveat was always the player getting infected. And I guess the league had just thought or hoped or was naive or whatever you want to say, and just kind of holding on to this idea that the players had been safely kind of inoculated, kind of kept out of the path of this thing. And it just turned out not to be the case. And that was sort of, as the league for the last several days has been working through this, that was the thing that was always going to be knocked the rest of the dominoes over, is once a player got sick, they knew they'd have to call off the games. You know that as soon as one player catches it, at minimum, every player on his team has been exposed to the virus. Doesn't mean they have it, but they're exposed to it. And typical protocol is to quarantine everybody exposed to this thing for at least 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks that you have to take one team out of the schedule. And as soon as you do that, it's like, it's pulling out a card out of a house of cards, or like pulling the wrong block out of the Jenga stack. Like everything collapses. And so, you don't know who else, like from another team, has been exposed to this thing by playing against the Jazz over the last 2 weeks. And so it becomes pretty clear, like you just can't play games in an environment like this.
And he talked about how the conversation among NBA league officials shifted from, can we afford this and what is the economic impact of this, to just, we have to do this.
And did he have any sense of what NBA players are thinking and feeling right now?
Well, he said that this is just such uncharted territory that players have no idea what's going to happen next.
In Milwaukee, which is where I'm at tonight, I was supposed to be here for the Bucks and the Celtics on Thursday. And the Bucks are sitting by their phones waiting to hear from Coach Mike Budenholzer or General Manager John Horst, just to find out what the hell is going to happen next. I mean, are they going to go to practice? Like, what? Why do you practice tomorrow? I mean, you're not going to have a game for at least 2 weeks. So, a lot is up in the air right now. I mean, I've been talking to assistant coaches throughout the league. They don't know if they can go home for the time being. They don't know what the protocol is yet. So there's a lot of unknowns right now.
And beyond the immediate uncertainty, Joe also talked about the long-term uncertainty and just all of the things that we don't know.
What do you do about the schedule at large? Do you finish the regular season? Do you decide that the top eight teams on each side have made the playoffs and you start the playoffs whenever this quarantine is over? And then when do the finals begin? And then there's the question of the Olympics. I mean, are the Olympics going to be held at all, for one, in Tokyo? But assuming they are, now you're talking about, I can't even tell you how many players off of that 44-man roster for Team USA who will not be available, at least by June, because they're still playing in a delayed playoff situation. So there are many questions, and no one really has any answers, but I think it's worth taking a minute to at least talk about some of these things so people understand the scope of the uncertainty.
So, you know, it really is this domino effect where one cancellation or postponement leads to another and another and another.
And what about preparedness? Was the NBA at all prepared to deal with something like this?
Well, so it's interesting. You know, Joe talked about how the NBA does have contingency plans for various emergencies, just not this one.
You know, they have plans in place for terrorism. They have plans in place for earthquakes and hurricanes and all kinds of stuff like that. And they actually go around to these arenas throughout the year. We never know about this. And they practice it. They practice situations that may arise. But when it comes to something like this, like, no, we've never seen anything like this before.
So from his perspective, it's kind of hard to blame the NBA.
And so now a lot of attention is turning to other professional sports leagues. And, you know, everyone's wondering whether or not they will also suspend play, especially the NHL, because, you know, a lot of NHL teams share arenas with NBA teams.
Right. And I mean, just in the past 10 days or so, you know, the Jazz have played the Knicks, the Celtics, and the Pistons in New York, Boston, and Detroit. And all of those teams share their arenas with their city's hockey teams. And visiting teams often use the same locker rooms for both basketball and hockey. And Joe also talked about how there are just so many ways in which this virus could be transmitted in a shared venue.
You don't want to sound like alarmist, right? You don't want to sound like you're barking up trees or whatever, but it is very much a possibility that an usher, a security guard, would come in close contact with a player, an NBA player who may have been exposed to this disease, maybe even shakes hands with them. Happens every night in the league. Well, that same security guard works the same job for hockey. And if you look at an arena like Staples Center, for instance, where they have two basketball teams and a hockey team playing almost every night of the week, I mean, it's just, that's just one example.
And so as of now, what has the NHL said?
Yeah, so the league released a statement Wednesday saying, quote, "The National Hockey League is aware of the NBA's decision tonight to indefinitely suspend its season due to a player testing positive for the coronavirus. The NHL is continuing to consult with medical experts and is evaluating the options." And they said that they expect to have a further update on Thursday.
So it seems like from here, there's just so many potential directions that this whole thing could go. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see how these dominoes fall.
Yeah, I mean, we're still going to expect a statement from the NHL, from the NCAA, and baseball season hasn't even started yet. So we'll see what happens.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Andres Kelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you tomorrow.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.